Hello, everybody. It is the Brant here with a solo operation today. Just a quick update that I wanted to send to you. First off, Brian and I decided to push the podcast back 1 week because this Saturday is International Tabletop Day. I know this is something that a lot of you know already. You're looking forward to. Hopefully, you're planning on playing a bunch of games. Just wanted to throw an invite out there that the store, the portal, will be open all day. I mean, literally midnight to midnight. You can come Friday night and play through if you want to, but it's going to be open the entire day. I'm probably planning on getting there about 2 a.m. I'll do a little sleeping Friday before. Brian's going to be there all the way through, so feel free. If you live kind of far away, we want to throw that invite to you. This is a great day to make your way down. You'll have plenty of time if you have a couple hours of travel or whatever. You'll be able to play all day, so come on down. So that is Saturday, April 30th, 2016. In case you're listening to this afterward, then it already happened. We had a great time, I'm sure. So that day, there's a whole bunch going on. There's some prizes, giveaways, random events. I'll mostly just be playing games. I've got a whole stack of games that are 60 to 90 minutes, and I'm going to try to knock out a whole bunch of those. I think those will be fun. In the wee hours, I'm looking to knock out a couple longer games. So if you're interested in some older, longer games, History of the World, World of Warcraft board game, Middle Earth Quest, I'm going to have a bunch of those as well that I'm looking to teach and play. So, and glad to play with anybody, so just let me know. Also, the Pandemic Survival Tournament will be going on. This is where multiple teams compete. They have the exact same deck, but you go in all various ways. And there's some great prizes for that. If you win, you get to move on and play in the semifinals and whatnot. Last year, Larry and I did this. We won, and we took it all the way to the national championship, and we were way far ahead. Everybody about to cure our fourth disease, and we top-decked a card to be out, but it was really close. So it was really fun. You never know how far you can go in that tournament, so it's a good time, so you definitely want to check that out. So because of Tabletop Day, we're going to push the podcast back a week. And then we'll talk all about the events that happened that day and whatnot. But as a bonus, I figured, hey, I'll just throw this out there too. I'm going to do a game review for you. So I've got a review here of Millennium Blades. This is from Level 99, a new Kickstarter that came out. And I just wanted to talk about this game. So this is a game that simulates a CCG. So you are playing this CCG Millennium Blades. And the really cool part is it has all the elements. It has trading with other people. It has buying and selling cards, building decks, going to tournaments, opening packs of cards. So it's very, very thematic in that sense. I've had two chances to play it now, two-player and five-player. And I thought both were really good. It's really thematic, really fits along those lines. I definitely think it's a niche game. Certain people are going to love it, and other people are just going to leave it. No good. But I thought it was a blast. It really simulates that. And opening those packs of cards is fun. Each card is just represented by a card. So kind of just a quick review there, but Millennium Blades was definitely a thumbs up for me. I could see it getting old in time, but in classic Level 99 fashion, I mean, the game just comes with tons of cards. So every time you play, you shuffle up a bunch and you've kind of got a different set that you can play with each time. So, that's really neat. So if you're into CCGs, I would definitely check it out. If you like heavy thematic games, I would check it out. If you just like building combos. I mean, honestly, the fun of the game is building these combos. And even if you blow somebody out of the water at a tournament, you still only get a limited number of points. And they kind of get a second or third place or whatever it is. And they can come back. So you play several rounds of doing this. And it's got a real-time element, which is really neat, where you're buying and selling and trading cards. And it's not really a panic. It's just a real-time element. So check it out if it sounds interesting to you. Pretty neat game. I would guess it'll be coming to stores soon. I know it's Kickstarter backers delivered for now. So there's that. Also, I just wanted to follow up on our teaching about games. There was a couple other things that I thought about, and I thought this would be a good opportunity to include those in here as well. So specifically with teaching games, I wanted to talk about there's some good videos out there, kind of the master of teaching games. Is Rodney Smith, and there's some good videos with him that you can hear about teaching games, as well as he was just on the Low Player Count podcast. So I wanted to give a shout out to them, and this good one to listen to about how to teach games, and had a lot of good points on there. So that's a good place to go if you're looking for teaching games. I know it's a question a lot of people ask, and it's something I really like to do. I really like to open games, I really like to learn games, I really like to teach games. So check that out. In addition, I just saw some other things people were saying on teaching games. I don't tend to do this for other people, but if you have people in your group that really need more, and you know, hey, we're going to play this game on Friday night, maybe it's a heavier game, or it's got a lot more to it, or whatever, maybe it's not, maybe it's kind of lighter, so you want people to just know how to play it. But you could provide videos for them. The Watch It Played videos are good. There's lots of people that do overview videos for how to play games. So you could provide them a link to a game or even a link to a rule book if you thought people would read the rule book, or maybe it's a shorter game with like a 4-page rule book or something. So that's a decent idea to help kind of put the onus on them. Like, hey, learn a lot of this and then I'll try to explain the intricacies or whatever it is. So that's a good idea. Lastly, what I thought was really interesting, I've heard people say talking about, was actually, you know, it's not just, hey, how does the teacher teach the game, but how do the learners learn the game? And maybe I like this because I tend to be the teacher, but kind of putting that onus on the learners, like, hey, pay attention, you know, listen to what the person is saying, ask questions if you have them, or wait till they have a certain stopping point for doing that. But just also that idea of like, hey, you're taking a game in for the first time, and it's the first time, and that person's trying to explain it, and you don't always absorb everything, so just recognize that. I think at this point happens a lot in games, especially in the last 2 years, where I was teaching a lot of games for the first time, and we may play it one other time, or may not, and it kind of disappeared, so people were so worried about that one play. I feel like lately we've been trying to replay games a lot more, so you don't worry about it as much. But it happens a lot of times where you get halfway through the game, and somebody goes, well, you never said that rule, and I know I said the rule, or I made some comment, or I tried to correct them, but they just didn't take that in. But realize, hey, maybe the teacher did say the rule, and you just didn't hear it, and you just got to let it go. You just have to think about that. So I think that's a good perspective from the learning point, is to just realize sometimes it's just, you know, that's how it goes. So realize there's that perspective, too, from the learner. So that's just some more of my thoughts I had on teaching, and I thought that would be good. Feel free to contact me, portalgamingpodcast@gmail.com, if you have more questions about that or whatever. Again, we hope to see you at Tabletop Day. If not Tabletop Day, then really soon. There's lots of great things going on, lots of games coming out. We're gearing up to go to Gen Con and just looking forward to the summer and playing lots of games. So let us know what you're interested in. Give us some feedback and whatnot, and we'll keep going from there. So thanks, everybody. As always, we hope you step into the portal.